Tomorrow, Mondre G., assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Seattle Seahawks, will be leading a kids' summer sports clinic. G's visit to Ketchikan was arranged by Kelly Comstock of Optimum Fitness. I spoke with G earlier this week to find out more about the clinic, his work with the Seahawks, and how his visit to Ketchikan came about. Tell me about your background, how you got into the field. You're now an assistant strength and conditioning coach for the Seattle Seahawks, but what is your background and what brought you, I guess, to the Seahawks?
Well, I don't know how much time you have, but hopefully I won't bore you. I grew up just a fan of the game of football. I really loved it at a very early age. I was just an average athlete growing up, not the best, not the worst, just kind of in the middle. But I had a passion for the game, and I think I had a passion for helping people. And once I got to college at Michigan State University, our head football coach at the time was Nick Saban, who's a very well-known coach, and he had some coaches on his staff who gave me a volunteer opportunity as a student assistant, and I worked with the football staff in helping the graduate assistant football coaches break down film and assemble scouting reports. And I also had the great opportunity to work with the strength and conditioning staff in the weight room to work with the athletes. And after about 2 years of kind of doing both, I felt that I could have the greatest impact on the entire team by being a strength coach, and I love to work out anyway, so it was like a perfect marriage, and the best of both worlds came together, and I just sincerely just put my best foot forward and went to work. As a volunteer, I was truly a volunteer. I might get a T-shirt in the fall, maybe a pair of shoes somebody didn't want in the spring, or sometimes nothing, but I would be there as much as possible whenever I was not in class. I was volunteering at the football office, and so basically for 4.5 years I volunteered as a student assistant. Then I had the opportunity with the Chicago Cubs to be with their minor league baseball club, the Lansing Lugnuts, which is right down the street from Michigan State, to do strength and conditioning. So it opened my eyes even more to see something different, but to still continue learning. And when I didn't travel with baseball in the minor league baseball circuit, I would go back and volunteer at Michigan State. I did another year at Michigan State as a grad student, then I became a graduate assistant strength and conditioning coach. So I had been there a long time. And really quickly from there, I was blessed to be able to meet the strength coach at the Detroit Lions. He was looking to hire another full-time guy to complete his staff. He was impressed with me, my knowledge, and I guess how good he thought I could possibly be. And he started young like myself when he was my age. So he figured, here's a young man who's 23. I see myself in him. He can help us. So I've been very fortunate to be in the National Football League going on 17 consecutive seasons. My first 7 with my hometown team, Detroit Lions, 2 great seasons with the Green Bay Packers, and then I was able to come to the Seattle Seahawks with our general manager, John Schneider. So I'm very appreciative and very thankful and feel fortunate to be where I am.
What does an assistant strength and conditioning coach do?
Well, it encompasses a lot. Obviously, the title strength and conditioning, anything that has to do with lifting weights, I'm essentially in charge of, myself and the 2 other gentlemen that I work with. Anything that has to do with conditioning, I'm also in charge of that. And with that, you play kind of a small role in nutrition, as we have nutritionists on staff, but however, I can assist and say, hey, here's some things that you can do better. I help our training staff in getting players back from injury to return to the field once they've been cleared from the athletic training staff points, because essentially the athletic trainers are doctors of any sports team. So I can help the transition process from a rehab state to kind of return to play. And I think also I play a huge role in developing players from the neck up. And sometimes I'm a sounding board, sometimes I'm a psychologist, sometimes just a listening ear. I play, I think, multiple roles, but I think it just comes down to being willing to serve people. And if you can serve people, I think you have an opportunity to be a great strength and conditioning coach, because if you cannot serve people, this is a thankless profession. I would tell you to do something else.
What type of training do you have to get or certifications in order to do this?
There's a lot out there, I'll tell you, and there are some things that have been going on in our field for a long time, and it started way before me, and I'm sure it'll go on way after my time has come and went. There are a lot of certifications you can get as far as pass an exam and they say you certified at XYZ and you can be this. I'll tell you, I grew up in a time where it was some people wanted to be a part of this group, some people wanted to be a part of that group. And for me personally, I said, this is what Mondra is going to do. I'm going to be this volunteer student assistant and get real-life experience in this field that you can't get on a book. And that's the work I got at Michigan State University, working with one of the best strength coaches in the country. He's still there today, Ken Manny, who was brought there by Nick Saban. I was already in a degree program, kinesiology education, which is the study of the body and movement. Some people are kinesiology majors, some people are not. I went on to get my master's degree in kinesiology, athletic administration. So I have a very, a very wide scope of athletics and kinesiology, which again is the study of the body and movement. So myself, I also have I have a certification from United States Amateur Weightlifting Association, just as far as like Olympic lifting and things like that. But it's just going to get knowledge is my best way I can tell you. And I'll go get knowledge from anywhere. I can learn from you, from players, from other coaches I may know. But I've been around it for almost half of my life. So I can tell you, like, that's my true knowledge base is what you do on the floor in real time, how you deal with injury situations. I'm not the guy that works as a personal trainer that works one-on-one. I can coach a room of 30 to 40 or sometimes 50 athletes, and I need to be in control of what's going on in our environment. Number one being safety, number two being effort, and number three being technique done the right way. So it's a lot that I have to manage at one time. So my head is constantly on a swivel, and you have to learn how to work a room. And again, that's not going to get, you're not going to get that in the book. That comes from actual on the floor, in the fire, learning at a very quick pace. And if you can pick it up quickly and you can make an impact and have presence, you can do well, I think, in our field.
So do you, it sounds as though you work with the whole team or work with the group. Do you also work one-on-one?
Well, the way we have our schedule set up, we have actual times, offense or defensive lift or big guys and skill guys. So to answer your question, I work with a large amount of people at one time. Now, let's say on an off day, like during the season, on Tuesdays, that's the player's off day. So if a guy wants to come in on his off day and do some individual work, I'll work with him one-on-one. And it's much easier, obviously, to work with someone in a one-on-one setting versus a one-on-30 or one-on-20. But I'm just used to coaching a lot of people at one time, and I've always done that. So it's just kind of what you do, because you don't have a lot of time in the day, because mostly we're in meetings, and we meet, we get to the field, we practice, then we meet again. So you have to make the most of the time that you have.
You are coming up to Ketchikan to hold a kids' summer sports clinic in conjunction with Optimum Fitness here. How did they get in touch with you, or what is it that brought you, is bringing you up here?
Well, ironically, to my knowledge, Kelly apparently read about me or read my bio, and she liked what she read. I talk a little bit about movement, and that's kind of what I feel is the cornerstone of any athlete. So whatever sport you choose to play, you need to move as efficiently as possible, be as strong as you can possibly be, and be as mobile and be as stable. And it comes from putting in the time. So we actually, her and her husband came to a game, and they just started talking to me while I was stretching some of my guys out in the end zone. So we just got to talking, and I said, well, miss, I have to go take care of the rest of my guys. I said, but if you'd like to continue this conversation. And we just exchanged information, and I don't know if she really believed me. She said, are you gonna pick up the phone when I call you or something? I said, why would I not? We're just, you know, we could be colleagues. I mean, who knows? I mean, she may help me do a lot of things. I didn't know. So we just have talked over time, and she asked would I be interested in helping her put together a camp or a sports clinic, and I said, I'd love to come up and help you. And I just said that whatever we do, I want it to be safe, be fun for the kids, be informative. And I said, I want it to reflect everything that you and your clinic are about. And if I can help that and be a positive influence, I said, then that's a win-win. And it's not about, I told her, I said, I don't want any money. I don't want to come up to get paid to come here. I just want to come and help. And she was totally okay with that. And so I'm just fortunate to meet Kelly and happy that she has invited me to come up to a place I've never been. And just want to do the best I can to shine a light and take what we do here in Seattle with our professional athletes to the young people in Alaska, and hopefully they can take that and do something with it.
There are two sessions. The first morning session, this is on Saturday the 22nd, for 3rd to 7th graders, and then a second session is for 8th through 12th graders, and we'll get that information posted. What, and this is both for male and female athletes?
Yes.
Is it any particular sports, all sports, any kids? Who's your target?
Sports. Any kid who wants to come, we want them to come out. Please just come. We'll have stations going on. There'll be a lot of work going on. It'll be a fun time. Like I said, again, it'll be informative. And every kid will learn something at every single station, whether it's agility training, whether it's speed work, whether it's body weight, push-ups and lunges and learning how to do that right. I'm going to do hip activation, glute activation, shoulder stability. I'll do some core work. I'll do some balance and body awareness work as well in a conjunction with some movement prep. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. There's going to be a lot of teaching going on, a lot of safe teaching that these kids can take and do for whatever sport, or they can do it at home with their family or with their friends. It's going to be a great time. So I would ask as many people as possible just to come out, have fun, give it a try for our first year. Let's hopefully it goes well, so we can come back and have a year two and even be more successful.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it as well, ma'am.
That's Mondre G, Assistant Strength and Conditioning Coach for the Seattle Seahawks. The clinic is tomorrow at the Fawn Mountain Esther Shea Field. There are two sessions. Registration begins at 7 a.m. for boys and girls in grades 3 through 7. Registration for those in 8th through 12th grade begins at 11 a.m. They are requesting a minimum donation of $5 per participant or two non-perishable items for the local food bank. Parents or guardians will need to sign a waiver. Any money collected will go to the Ketchikan Community Foundation.